Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 2nd, 2014. This is Wednesday in the fourth week of Lent. In today's lesson from the 8th chapter of Mark, we have three scenes. The first scene, religious leaders show up and begin to question Jesus and demand from him proof, a sign, a miracle. Show us that you are who people say you are, Jesus. Prove it to us. We'll believe you when we see something that proves it to us. Jesus sighs deeply, according to Mark. I'm guessing that was exasperation. And says, there will be no sign given to you. And then he and his disciples get in that well-traveled boat to begin to make their way to another town along the shores of the Sea of Galilee. Somewhere in transit, he says, in what I believe to be sort of an offhand remark, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Essentially, he's warning his disciples, beware of that little seed of doubt, that little germ of yeast that demands a sign, that desire to be sure and certain instead of faithful, because that yeast of unbelief will take over. Well, the disciples, they don't hear what he's saying. Instead, they become concerned that he's found out they don't have enough bread in the boat. And they start having a conversation with each other. He says that thing about the leaven because we didn't have enough bread. Jesus gets wind of their conversation and says, don't you understand? And then he gives them a little examination of the last few days or weeks together. When we had 5 loaves and 2 fish and we fed the multitude, how many leftovers did we have? 12 baskets full? And when I had 7 loaves and we fed another great group of people, how many baskets of leftovers did we have? 7? You've seen all of this, and you still don't understand? You still can't see? Those are the rhetorical questions that Jesus asked the disciples, and Mark gives us no indication that the disciples answered. They answered his questions about loaves and leftovers, but they couldn't answer his question about understanding. They get to the shore, and Jesus is presented with a blind man. He puts saliva on the man's eyes and prays, and then he asks the man, "What do you see?" And the man says, I see some people moving, but it looks like trees walking around. Jesus lays hands on him again, and the man's sight is restored. And Mark says, the man saw everything clearly. The Pharisees couldn't see clearly because they needed a miracle. The disciples couldn't see clearly, even though they had seen miracle after miracle. Finally, the blind man sees. He sees who Jesus is, and he sees his world in a whole new light. As I was thinking about this passage today, I happen to remember an old, somewhat cheesy movie, Oh God, starring George Burns and John Denver. And I looked up on YouTube the closing courtroom scene where God is on trial, allegedly there to prove his existence. And the George Burns character says, I don't know where we got this idea that everything associated with me has to be a miracle. That was a bad idea. It only puts distance between me and you. That's an amazing line from a Hollywood movie. But in some ways, I think it is tracking directly with the passage that we read in the Daily Office today. We're no different than the Pharisees, the religious leaders. We think it would make it so much easier to believe if we could just see the 100% proof of a miracle. Or we're like the disciples. We have seen enough things in our lives that should be able to engender some faith, but somehow or another, we still struggle. It's almost like we are a day late and a dollar short with our faith and our insight. And then there are some people in the world, few, I think, who see clearly, just like the blind man. They are not the greatest. They are not the smartest. They are not the most well-established. They are not the most financially secure. They may have physical disabilities. But somehow, they have within them the yeast, the leaven of faith. And they see. I would to God that as we grope along in our self-imposed darkness and doubt, that every now and then we would see the light of God's presence, not in a miraculous, mind-bending way, but in an everyday, eye-opening way. Maybe we see God's presence in a shoot of green, as spring struggles to come to fruition here in Wisconsin. Or maybe we notice God's presence in a bird bathing itself in a mud puddle. Or maybe we hear God's presence in the laugh of a child. Or maybe we taste God's presence in a meal around the table with family and friends. Or that sacred meal at the altar in the body and blood of Christ. I believe that God is here. I believe that Christ is with us. I believe that the Spirit moves. I believe, and I pray to God to help me when believing that is difficult. We are on this journey, not unlike the disciples in that boat with Jesus, and sometimes we catch a glimpse, and sometimes we're just cloudy. Sometimes we have trouble seeing and understanding. Fortunately for us, just like Jesus kept teaching the disciples, he keeps working on us too. So maybe we would do well to seek for a few less miracles and to seek for better understanding and clearer vision. Let us pray. O Lord our God, you sustained your ancient people in the wilderness with bread from heaven. Feed now your pilgrim flock with the food that endures to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.